Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
games here now. Malachi Skillen is into the ball game. A number of different players checking in for Rockport. Also, Jack Meyercorth into the contest. Pass underneath to Weller. Couldn't get it. Oh, a nice feed, too, from Tylan Prusman. Weller couldn't finish. Came up empty. The score remains tied to two apiece. 5:35 to play here in the first quarter. Danny Skillen with the basketball. It's knocked away loose on the baseline underneath. Coming up with a loose ball is Weller. He quickly pushes it down court into the paint right side to Cade Kurtz. Kurtz for three, right wing. In and out of there. Rimmed around, wouldn't go. Cade Makings has the rebound. Makings with the outlet pass. Quickly down court come the Blue Jays on the dribble. Working to the right wing with it is Jack Meyercorth. Meyercorth back to the top of the key. Corbin Jacob. Jacob driving layup. Has it blocked away beautifully. The ball goes out of bounds. We may have had a foul on the floor, perhaps before the shot. We'll see who they put this one on as we wait for the indication. It looks like the foul is going to be on Hayes Weller, on Hayes' first personal team foul, number one of the quarter on the Knights. This puts to the free throw line Corbin Jacob shooting two shots. It was a shooting foul. First one is up and just short off the front of the rim for Corbin Jacob. He'll have a second shot coming. 5:09 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at two apiece here at Mound City. Boys, third place, consolation game. Corbin Jacobs, second free throw is up. It's off the back iron. It won't go either. The rebound comes down to South Holt. Cade Kurtz on the dribble. Gives up to Weller. Weller lost the handle on it for a minute to Prusman on the left wing. Well, Kurtz was all alone under the basket. Prusman, jump shot off the glass, 10 feet away. Off, no good. Rebound, Kendall Nolan. Nolan wants to penetrate in against traffic. Fall away jump shot doesn't go. Kurtz comes out with the offensive rebound. Three offensive rebounds. Bounds a strip now for South Holt. Back to Kurtz on the baseline. A little left-handed, underhanded scoop. Gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. Rebound comes down to Cade Makings. Down quickly with the ball comes Jack Meyercorth to the right side of the floor. Makings in the paint, driving layup. Blocked nicely. Fast break the other direction. Two on three. The ball gets out ahead of Tylan Prusman. He couldn't catch up to it. The ball goes out of bounds on the baseline. Manning Skillen back into the lineup. Brock Holmes checking in, the freshman for the first time tonight for the Rockport Blue Jays. Low scoring contest so far. 4:20 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at two apiece. Jack Meyercorth comes on the dribble for Rockport to Banning Skillen left wing. Top of the key, Brock Holmes, the freshman, handles the basketball. A cross court pass on the far side, Noah McCoy. Feeds inside Makings, bounces it up once, twice, and got it down. Cade Makings with his first 2 points, and the score goes 4-2. Rockport leading South Holt. Here come the South Holt Knights. Weller bounce pass to Kendall Noland in the paint. Tylan Prusman, left side, up, off, no good. Weller with a follow shot, tried to go up, a whistle and a foul. I think we're going to have Hayes Weller at the free throw line. He'll be shooting a couple here. This foul is going to go on Cade Makings, his first team foul, number two of the period on Rockport. At the free throw line is going to be Hayes Weller. He has 2 points on one field goal. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and, oh, rolled off to the side. It sat there on the rim for the longest time and would not drop. And the junior, Hayes Weller, will have another attempt at it. 3:48 to play. First quarter, 4-2. Rockport up here early. Second shot is up. This one is good for Hayes Weller, the junior. Weller now has all three of South Holt's points. Jack Meyercorth down court with the basketball for the Blue Jays. Over to Vanek Skillen on the right wing. Skillen comes back up top to Meyercorth. Looks for the cutter in the paint. Nobody there. Finds Brock Holmes, the freshman, out on the left wing. Now Holmes cuts through the paint. He's well covered. Can't get there. Here's a shot from the right side put up by Jack Meyercorth, and he will be fouled. Meyercorth will be at the line to shoot two shots. I think this is probably on Weller. And if it is, yes, that's Weller's second personal. We'll have Jack Meyercorth at the line shooting two shots for the Blue Jays. The first of two is up. It's good. That's Jack Meyercorth's first point of the night. In for South Holt comes Garrett Geyer into the lineup. Geyer will be checking into the contest for Rockport, and he will replace Malachi Skillen. Second free throw is up and good also for Meyercorth. He got them both. Makes the score now 6-3. Rockport on top with 3:20 to play in the first quarter. Prusman feeds underneath to Kurtz in the paint. Ball is tipped around in traffic. Shot is up. No for Kendall Nolan. Couldn't get it, and the rebound is pulled down by Meyercorth. Down court comes Meyercorth. Coast to coast driving layup. Ball is blocked. swatted away, knocked out of bounds. Good defensive job there by Garrett Geyer for South Holt. Geyer just slapped that ball against the wall, knocked it out of bounds. No foul. 6-3, Rockford on top. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Blue Jays with the basketball. They inbound it into the corner to Brock Holmes. Holmes feeds it to the left side, and it goes through Jack Meyer, of course, hands. Ball gets away and goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the South Holt Knights. South Holt entered this tournament Monday on one day's practice. They were still playing playoff football last Friday. They did not practice Saturday. They had a walkthrough on Sunday and came out and won their game on Monday. So they had to make a very quick conversion from football to round ball. Here's South Holt coming on the attack. A long three from the corner on the right side is put up off no good by Cole Metzger. Rebound to Cade Makings for Rockport. Makings with the outlet pass to Jack Meyercorth, and Meyercorth will set it up. On the right elbow, he goes to Brock Holmes. Now Bannock Skillen handles the ball. Meyercorth on the left side, driving layup up and good. Jack Meyercorth with his first field goal. He has 4 points, and the score moves 8-3 now. Rockport on top with 2 minutes, 19 seconds to play in the first quarter. Kendall Nolan, free throw line, fall away shot off, no good. Kurtz with the rebound, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays. This will be on the floor, not a shooting foul. See who they put it on. I believe it's going to go on Corbin Jacob. On Jacob, his first team foul, number 3 of the period on Rockport. Inbounding it is Cade Kurtz. Kurtz inbounds into the corner to Cole Metzger. Metzger, bounce pass inside. Kurtz in traffic. Right side, Prusman in traffic. Goes up with a shot. Got it. Tylen Prusman shot it up between two defenders. Their extended arms and got it to fall. Makes it 8-5. The lead is 3 now for Rockport. Under 2 minutes to go. 1:56 clock running here in the first quarter. Dribbling to the corner baseline left side is Meyercorth. He lost the handle on it. Wait a minute. I believe they're going to say he dribbled the ball on the baseline, and it'll be a turnover. Give the ball back to South Holt. Here's Ozzie Hurst back into the lineup for Rockport. Hurst checks in, replacing the freshman here. Brock Holmes comes to the sideline for Coach Aaron Carpenter. 8-5 our score. Rockport up by 3. 1:42 to play in the first quarter here at Mound City. Bounce pass in the paint. Top of the key, Cole Metzger. Long three, drained it. Cole Metzger put a rainbow three up there. High arching shot over the defender from the top of the key. Nothing but nylon. He ties the game at 8 apiece. Now Banning Skillen under the basket goes up with a shot from the right side. It won't fall. Kendall Nolan comes down with a rebound for South Holt. Puts it into the corner. Ball saved from going out of bounds nicely by Cole Metzger in the corner. Back it comes to Metzger. He'll launch a three from the left side corner. Got it. Cole Metzger with back-to-back threes has taken his team from a three-point deficit to a three-point lead. It's 11-8 now with the South Holt up by 3. Here's a long three by Bannock Skillen to answer it. Skillen ties the game back up at 11. So Skillen and Metzger having a three-point shooting contest here in the last few seconds. We're all tied at 11, under a minute to go in the first quarter, 44 seconds on the clock. Right side bounce pass into traffic. No place to go under the basket. In trouble under there is Cade Kurtz. 3 second violation is going to be called. That'll turn the ball back to Rockport. In for the Blue Jays, Reed Miller, who started the ball game, checks in. He'll give Cade Makings a breather. Also off the floor off the bench comes Griffin Kemmerling into the lineup for South Holt. Kemmerling replacing Tylen Prusman. 35 seconds to play here in the first period. All tied at 11. For Rockport into fourth court is Jack Meyercorth. Meyercorth looks under the basket for Reed Miller. Shot is up by Miller. Doesn't go. Rebound. Pulled down. Griffin Kemmerling. 20 seconds to play. The score tied at 11. And into fourth court comes Cole Metzger. Very casually on the dribble. Obviously going to play for one here are the Knights. Metzger, double team for a moment, picked up the dribble, down to 9 seconds, gives it to the right side. Garrett Geyer back up top to Metzger. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Geyer takes it in, driving layup, got it! Nice move to the basket at the buzzer for Garrett Geyer to get that one down, and that gives South Holt a 2-point lead after one period, 13-11. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gattulo back with you at Mound City. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, tonight at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We move to second quarter action. Rockport will have the basketball. They inbound it. Underneath, shot is up. Off the glass and good by Reed Miller. Reed Miller has his first 2 points, and we're tied once again at 13 all here in the opening seconds of the second period. Garrett Geyer with a pass goes inside the paint underneath the Prusman. Prusman got trapped in a hurry. He was triple teamed under there. Clears the pass back up top to Cole Metzger. Metzger to the near side finds Garrett Geyer with the pass. On the right elbow, Geyer goes back to Metzger. He dribbles between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Metzger driving down the avenue for the layup off the glass. Won't go. The ball is loose. A battle for the loose rebound. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Cole Metzger. On Metzger, that'll be his first personal team foul, number one of the quarter. Keep in mind, if you haven't been following us this week, the rules have changed this year in high school basketball. 5 team fouls per quarter, and you shoot 2 free throws. There are no more one and ones. We reset the foul totals at the end of each quarter. With the basketball for Rockport is Cade Makings. Makings has the ball knocked away. It went out of bounds. Touch last by Makings. Good job by Tylen Prusman putting pressure down there on Cade. And South Holt will get the basketball. Checking into the lineup for the Knights of South Holt. Off the bench comes Kendall Noland. Noland checks in. Cade Kurtz will take a breather now for the Knights. Noland inbounds the pass. Gets it into Cole Metzger. Metzger greeted at the top of the key defensively out here by Corbin Jacob. Jacob picks him up. The pass comes to the right elbow to Garrett Geyer. Right back to Metzger at the top of the free. Metzger inside the paint. Tylen Prusman in traffic. Tried to put a dribble to the floor. It went off the foot. One of the Rockport Blue Jays, and Rockport comes up with the steal. Ozzie Hurst will push the ball down court quickly for the Blue Jays. Hurst with the basketball to the left elbow. Dribbling in, driving lay-in off the glass, up and good by Corbin Jacob. Ozzie Hurst with the assist on that one. Jacob got the lay-in. 15-13. Rockport. Back up once and again by two. It's been a seesaw contest. Here's a shot into the basket. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good by Griffin Kemmerling. Kemmerling with his first 2 points of the ball game. We're tied once again at 15 apiece. Ozzie Hurst for the Blue Jays with the basketball. Kicks to the right elbow. The pass comes back to Ozzie Hurst. Holds it for just a moment to the right wing. Brock Holmes with the ball. Holmes can't penetrate to the baseline. Feeds it to Bannick Skillen in the paint. Now the handoff to Holmes again. Deep in the corner, driving on the baseline. The ball is tipped out of bounds. Cole Metzger knocked it away from Cade Makings down there under the basket and went out of bounds. Back into the game is Hayes Weller now checking in for the South Old Knights. Off the bench comes Malachi Skillen back into the lineup for the Blue Jays. Ozzie Hurst with the ball to the right corner. Feeds it down deep, back up top to Hurst. Long three-pointer. Ozzie Hurst off no good. And the rebound is taken down by Kendall Nolan. Nolan with the outlet pass comes to Cole Metzger. Metzger right side, Weller into the corner right side. Dribbling in. Jump shot off the glass. Up and good. Put in by Griffin Kemmerling, and he will draw the foul. Oh, no. Wait a minute. They're going to call it, I believe, an offensive foul and no basket. There's a tough call for Griffin Kemmerling. Looked like Kemmerling had the two. They say it was an offensive foul, no basket. We remain tied at 15 all. Griffin Kemmerling called for the offensive foul. The ball is tipped away out of bounds by Cole Metzger at the other end as Rockport trying to set up their offense here. 15 apiece. We're all tied up. with 5:27 to go in the first half here in the third-place consolation boys game of the Mountain City Tournament. Rockport with the basketball. A floater from the baseline left side traveling is going to be called down here on Malachi Skillen. That'll be a turnover and get the ball back again to South Holt. Turnovers abound here at this tournament. We've seen a lot of that recently. Let's see what we've got here for a scoring update. Sacred Heart girls are leading Sterling at the half. 20-9. Sacred Heart over Sterling at halftime. Girls varsity basketball, that's over on KTNC right now. Down court is South Holt with the ball. A battle underneath the basket. Several people slapping at it. Now we've got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Cole Metzger, I believe. On Metzger, that's his second personal. And that's the third team foul of the period on South Holt. Inbound the ball. I'll check that. That went on Corbin Jacob. I'm sorry. Corbin Jacob was called for that personal. They went the other way. And South Holt gets the basketball. Metzger comes to Weller on the right side. Back up top, it comes to the top of the key. Around the horn, Tylen Prusman handles it. Oh, to Weller, nice pass. Weller couldn't get it to go. Weller had the bunny under there after that feed from Prusman. It just would not drop for him, did not fall. And the score remains tied at 15 apiece with 4:39 to go here in the second quarter. In the paint, driving layup off the glass. Bannock Skillen couldn't get it. The ball, the Malachi Skillen rather, the ball is fought for and we get a whistle. Held ball is called. Back into the game comes Cade Kurtz. Now Bannock Skillen is back in for Rockport. We remain tied at 15 apiece. South Holt will have the ball. 4 minutes, 32 seconds to go in the first half. Down court quickly, Cole Metzger. Metzger to the left side, goes to Cade Kurtz with it. They go to Metzger, the ball tipped away, it's loose, then stolen, and lost out of bounds by Jack Meyercourt, but they're going to say that Metzger touched it last. Meyercourt started up the floor with it, Metzger apparently reached in and tipped it away, so it's going to stay with Rockport. Blue Jays to inbound it. From the corner, Cade Makings for three. It's off, no good. The ball flipped around and the rebound is pulled down by Griffin Kemmerling. Kemmerling gives up to Kendall Nolan. Nolan holds it for a moment, finds Cole Metzger. Metzger at the top of the circle, works to the right elbow on the right wing. Bounce pass comes over to Hayes Weller. Down deep in the corner, right side, Griffin Kemmerling is trapped down there. He needs help. Kemmerling, a cross-court pass to the top of the key. Open look, three, in and out. That shot put up by Cade Kurtz, couldn't get it. But a whistle, fighting for the rebound underneath. A foul is going to be called here. And it's going to go on Hayes Weller. That's Hayes' third personal. He picked up his third team foul. Number three, I believe that it's going to be. Yes, it is. That's a third team foul on South Holt with 3:47 to go here in the first half. All tied at 15 apiece. Been just this close, folks. Nobody's been able to get up by more than 2 or 3 points in the ball game. I think Rockport led by 3 at one point. That was the biggest lead by either team. Handling the ball now is Jack Meyercourt. He feeds it inside the paint. Shot is up and off. Won't fall by Malachi Skillen. Follow shot is up by Skillen. Still won't go. He had two shots at point blank range and couldn't get it down. Timeout's going to be taken. South Holt with 3:20 to go in the first half. We're all tied at 15 apiece. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, not a lot of points thus far in this second quarter. We were 13-11 South Holt after one period, and now with 3:20 to go here in the first half, we're tied at 15 apiece. South Holt has only managed 2 points, Rockport only 4 in this entire stanza. South Oak with the basketball now, trying to add to that point total. Tylen Prusman into the corner. His pass comes to Kate Kurtz, baseline right side. Cole Metzger at the free throw line, kicks it to the left elbow. Prusman long three, off the glass, no. Ball safe from going out of bounds, but stepping on the baseline while he was doing it was Kate Kurtz. So that'll turn the basketball back to the Rockport Blue Jays. Close contest, that's what we expected in this one. I thought this would be a pretty good ball game, and so far it certainly has been, as we're tied up at 15 each here, under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Rockport now with the basketball. Jack Meyercourt dribbles at the top of the circle, holds the ball a moment. To Cade Makings, left side, pass stolen by Cole Metzger. Metzger takes it into the corner. He's in trouble down here, needs help. Puts a lob pass back up to Kendall Nolan. Nolan finds Cade Kurtz. Kurtz motions for Metzger to come out and get the basketball. They'll reset the offense here for South Holt. Right side baseline, Griffin Kemmerly in the paint, moving toward the hoop. Driving layup up by Cade Kurtz. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Cade Kurtz at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. Foul may be on Cade Makings. On Makings, that is his second personal. Team foul number two of the quarter on the Rockport Blue Jays. So at the free throw line is Cade Kurtz. He has not scored yet this evening. Shooting two, the first one is up and good for the senior. Just less than a week ago, we were watching most of these same young men playing in the Missouri semifinal football playoffs. We had the privilege of covering five of their games this year. Second shot is up and off, no good for Kate Kurtz. Took me a while to transition from their football numbers. There's a three that's up from the top of the key and good by Jack Meyercourt. Meyercourt comes down with a three, and that gives Rockport a two-point advantage, 18-16 from the free throw line. Here's a jump shot, Kendall Noland up and off, no good. Rockport down the floor quickly, wanting to try and get ahead of that defense. Banning Skillen had the ball tipped away to Cade Makings. Makings launches a three, but he will be knocked to the floor. And we're going to have a foul called on Griffin Kemmerling. On Kemmerling, that is his second personal, team foul number four, but it was a shooting foul. And at the line, Cade Makings will be shooting three free throws. He has 2 points so far in the ballgame on one field goal. First of three is up and good. Makings hits that one. Makes our score 19-16. Rockport up by three. A minute 52 to play here in the first half. Cade Makings, second free throw is up. It's good also. He's now got 4 points, and he'll have a third one coming. Cade Makings kind of looks like a free throw shooting machine there. They don't break his rhythm up here with the subs or something. Second shot is up. It's good also. Right down the middle, got all three of them. He's got 5 points, and suddenly the lead is five. That's the biggest lead for either team here. Rockport 21, South Holt 16. Knights basketball, right elbow. Kemmerling has the ball stolen away. Jack Meyercourt takes it all the way for the driving lay-in. Up and got it. Meyercourt laid it in. He's got 9 points now in the ballgame, and it's 23-16. Biggest lead yet for either team. Rockport opening up a little room to breathe here now. With the ball, Cole Metzger. Metzger behind the back dribble to get away from the defender. Feeds the ball down into the corner. Kendall Nolan has the ball tipped away from him. Fast break going the other direction. Little floater up short off the front of the rim. That shot put up by Brock Holmes. And then the ball gets away in the corner from Tylen Prusman. Couldn't handle it. Turns it over and it goes back to Rockport. 23-16. Blue Jays up here. Blue Jays with a 7-point lead. 1:03 to play here in the first half, second quarter. Cade Makings will toss it in for the Blue Jays in forecourt on the side. Finds Jack Meyercourt between the rings. Back to Makings it comes. A cross-court pass to the corner right side. Fall-away jump shot in the paint. Up off, no good by Ozzie Hurst. Rebound, South Holt. Down court quickly comes Cade Kurtz. Kurtz feeds it to the top of the circle. Hayes Weller in the paint. Kendall Nolan driving layup. Couldn't get it. He'll be fouled. And we'll put Kendall Nolan to the free throw line for South Holt, where he'll be shooting two shots now for the Knights. This foul is going to be called on Corbin Jacob. And I'll have that as Jacob's third personal. It is team foul number three. Three personals on Corbin Jacob. At the free throw line, the first one is up and off, no good for Kendall Nolan. Kendall has not scored yet in the game tonight. He'll have another opportunity here. Substitute checking in for Rockport is Reed Miller back onto the floor, replacing Corbin Jacob, who sets down with three personals. Kendall Noland ready for his second free throw attempt. This one is on the way up. It's off also. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Rockport, and then a whistle. And they're going to say what? The ball must have been knocked out here by South Holt because Rockport gets the basketball. 38 seconds to play in the first half. 23-16, Rockport with the lead. Blue Jays into forecourt. Reed Miller to Jack Meyercorth, over to Ozzie Hurst on the right side. Bannick Skillen. Skillen feeds it to the left elbow to Cade Makings. Makings has had a couple of good games in this tournament. He has the ball knocked away from him, got it back. Makings, now it's nearly stolen, knocked out of bounds by Cole Metzger. Clock is down to 16 seconds to go here in the first half. 23-16, Rockport on top. Blue Jays will have it. They'll play it under their own basket in the corner on the baseline with Cade Makings to inbound it. Makings tosses the ball into Reed Miller. Up top comes to Ozzie Hurst. He backs it out to the midcourt circle. Now Hurst goes to Bannick Skillen, right side of the lane with 5 seconds. In the paint, Meyercorth lost the ball out of bounds. They're going to say it's, South Holt basketball with 3 seconds to go here. Oh, no. We're going to give it to Rockport. Rockport fans, you can probably hear their reaction. They were pleased. South Holt, not so much. Now the officials are going to talk it over. I wouldn't be surprised to see this changed. Yeah, they're going to change it. No, they're not. They're going to give it to Rockport. Lots of indecision here. Okay, Rockport keeps the ball under their own basket. 3.2 seconds to go. Trying to hurry it in is Makings. Makings gets into Bannick Skillen. Turnaround shot. Didn't get it, but he drew a foul. And we're going to put Bannick Skillen at the line as the buzzer sounds. The foul is going to be called on Garrett Geyer, his first. This is going to be a three-shot free throw situation here. Shooting three is Bannick Skillen. No time on the clock. 23-16, Rockport up. Shooting three, the first one is up and off. No good. He'll have two more here. Bannick Skillen shooting three. Discussion taking place here with Coach Kobe Morris and the other two officials. Skillen's second free throw is up and off also. That's tough to do when you're standing out there all alone and all the teams have already huddled up for the halftime break here. Bannick Skillen's third free throw is up, and this one is good. He hit one out of three. And at the half, our halftime score will be the Rockport Blue Jays 24 and the South Holt Knights 16. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can contact them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Hey there, Nemaha County. We want to give a special shout-out to the unsung heroes right here in our community, the emergency room team serving at Nemaha County Hospital. These dedicated professionals work around the clock 24/7 to ensure we receive quality emergency care when we need it most. From life-saving interventions to compassionate support, they're always there for us. So, the next time that you see a member of the ER team, let them know they're appreciated. We're grateful for their tireless commitment.
Sunny 101.3.
Now it's time now to take a look at the first half numbers. Our halftime scoring recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can contact them online at highlandcc.edu. At the half, the Rockport Blue Jays leading the Southold Knights 24-16. Pretty close ball game throughout most of that first half, and then Rockport managed a couple of back-to-back buckets late in the second quarter, and now they're enjoying an 8-point advantage, as we said, 24-16. Individual numbers, first of all, for the Southold Knights, Cole Metzger leads the way. He has 6 points in the first half. Hayes Weller with three, adding two is Griffin Kemmerling. Garrett Geyer has two. Tylen Prusman with two. And Kate Kurtz with a single point for their total of 16. From the charity stripe, the Southold Knights hit 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. For the Rockport Blue Jays, they're led at halftime by Jack Meyercourt, not a starter. Jack came off the bench, scored 9 points in the first half. Ben Exkillen has 6, 5 for Cade Makings, 2 points each for Corbin Jacob and Reed Miller for their total of 24. 6 of 10 from the free throw line for the Rockport Blue Jays. They made 6 out of 10 attempts. The Blue Jays with a 4-point advantage at the charity stripe. Again, the halftime score, 24-16. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the Southold Knights. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to send it back to Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We'll have 2 minutes of important sponsor information, then we'll check in with your local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and by that time, we'll be ready for third quarter action here in Mound City. Again, at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays leading the Southold Knights 24-16. We'll be back here on Sunny 101.3.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 21 tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west at around 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 25. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Sunday with highs around 44. 49 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Pillar Martial Arts in Fall City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
It's often been said, if you really want to know what's going on, just follow the money. When you bank with us, you can see how your money grows our local economy. Let's say a local store owner deposits his weekly revenues. Then a family needs a loan for a new car. The car salesman gets commission so he can keep saving for his kids' college. This chain is called the local economy. We don't break this chain. We keep your money working right here in the community.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Mount City High School. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Ray Penning and Tom Cates working in our control studios back at the Sunny 101.3 control panel. Tonight, over on our sister station, KTNC, we have Nebraska High School basketball. At the half, the Sacred Heart girls were leading the Sterling Jets 20-9. Our halftime score in that one, John Nixon has the call. Again, that's over on KTNC. Some other games around southeast Nebraska tonight. The Falls City girls and boys are at Syracuse. Auburn is entertaining the Malcolm Clippers girls and boys. Johnson County Central went out to Meade tonight. Diller Odell coming off of a pair of wins, both boys and girls, last night over Pawnee City. They're playing at HTRS. And Pawnee City is hosting Frankfort, Kansas. So just a few of the games going on tonight around southeast Nebraska in our Sunny 101.3 coverage area. We're ready to move to third quarter action. 24-16 our score here. 24-16 with the Rockport Blue Jays currently in command leading the South Holt Knights. We're ready to go back to live action. South Holt will have the first possession of the basketball. The inbound pass goes inside the paint. Cade Kurtz tries to move to the hoop. Oh, a whistle and a foul, and they're going to get Cade for an offensive foul to start things off here. Cade Kurtz with his first personal of the ball game. First team foul, of course, of the quarter on South Holt. Kurtz has got into traffic under the basket, tried to muscle his way up toward the hoop and collided with one of the defenders. All right, just underway, 7:48 to go, third quarter. Rockport with the basketball against full court pressure now. Cade making his dribble through the press, holds it up at midcourt, across the timeline, lost the dribble, now goes to the left side with it to Ozzie Hurst. Hurst goes around the defender, pressuring man-to-man defense, and Bannock Skillen steps on the sideline. It'll be a turnover. South Holt has come out in a high-pressure, man-to-man pressing type defense here, and they got the turnover from the Rockport Blue Jays. South Holt with the ball. This is Cole Metzger to set it up. Right side to Hayes Weller. Back up top to Metzger. Metzger looks to the left elbow to Tylan Prusman. Into the corner, Cade Kurtz driving reverse layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound Kendall Nolan. Follow shot up. He can't get it. Bennick Skillen had it for a moment. It's loose. Comes up again to Kendall Nolan. And the put back is up and good. Kendall Nolan with the first 2 points of this second half, and it's back to a 6-point ball game now, 24-18, full court pressure. Fanning Skillen breaks the press, puts a pass to the corner left side to Corbin Jacob. Underneath, Skillen gets the ball back, can't get to the hoop with it. Feeds it inside, driving lay-in off the glass, no. Rebound South Holt, coming out of there with the loose basketball is Kay Kurtz. Great effort under there by Tylan Prusman to get that ball. Cole Metzger passes to Prusman. Kendall Noland in the paint. Collision. An offensive foul on Kendall Noland as he started to go to the hoop. And so there are two calls in a row that have gone against the South Holt Knights. That's Kendall Noland's first personal, second team foul of the quarter. As you might imagine, the South Holt fans not very pleased with those two calls. Both times a player tried to go to the hoop here and just knocked the defender to the floor. Got called for the offensive foul. Ozzie Hurst is down court with the ball. He puts a pass under the basket in the paint. They kick it back to Skillen in the paint with a floater. Up and good. Bannick Skillen got the floater to drop for him. Bannick now with 8 points in the basketball game. Back to an 8-point lead for Rockport, 26-18 with 6:09 to go. In the third period, Kendall Noland goes up with a shot that's partially blocked. Saved from going out of bounds, but they say stepping on the line was Kate Kurtz when he did so. Jack Meyerkorth and Malachi Skillen are back onto the floor now for the Blue Jays as Rockport brings the ball up court. Bounce pass into forecourt, left side, Corbin Jacob under the basket. Jacob lost his footing and fell to the floor. Ball picked up by Cole Metzger. Fast break, Metzger takes it all the way, coast to coast, driving layup. This time we'll get a blocking foul on the Blue Jays. I thought for a moment that looked more like an offensive charge than the previous two calls, but Cole Metzger gets Kate Makings for the blocking foul, and Makings picks up his third personal, first team foul of the quarter on Rockport. 26-18, the lead is 8 for Rockport with 5:48 to play here in the third quarter. Kate Makings is coming over to the sideline to talk to his coach for a moment here. He may have to come out of the ballgame. Don't know if he's got a little blood or something or what it is, but he's going to leave the game and in to replace him. Bannick Skillen checks back in, asking for a towel here. We'll see what the situation is with Cade Makings. Here's a free throw that's up and off, no good. Cole Metzger can't get the free throw to fall. He'll have another one coming. Metzger has 6 points on a pair of back-to-back threes to start that second period. Metzger's second free throw is on the way. This one is off also. But the rebound comes down to South Holt. Kendall Noland with a follow shot that won't go, and Nolan's errant shot is rebounded by Rockport. They're down court from the top of the key. A three is up and good for Malachi Skillen. The junior, Malachi Skillen, hits the tray, and it's an 11-point lead. Here's a offensive foul in the lane, moving to the hoop again for Cole Metzger. Metzger is going to get called for the offensive foul, and we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor by South Holt. 5:27 to play third period, 29-18. Rockport up by 11. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
5:27 to play, 5:27 to go here in the third quarter. 29-18, Rockport up by 11. Blue Jays have the basketball. This is Bannick Skillen on the dribble in backcourt. To the right side, his pass comes to Meyerkorth. A cross-court pass is stolen away by Kate Kurtz. Kurtz will bring it back the other way for South Holt. Kate Makings having a finger taped up over here. He's got some blood on the finger. All the way in for a driving layup. Shot is up and off. No good by Tylan Prusman. Rebound comes down to South Holt, trying to move toward the basket. They've been tagged three times for offensive foul. Here's a nice feed that went inside. They fed that one in to Weller, and Weller got the two-point lay-in. Makes it 29-20. The lead is back down to 9. Under the basket, Rockport. Shot is up and good, Corbin Jacob. He's got 4 points. So Rockport answers quickly and pushes the lead back to 11 at 31-20. South Holtz basketball. Long three from the left wing is off by the right side. Rebound, fast break the other direction. Jack Meyercourt saves the ball from going out of bounds. Timeout taken by Rockport. 4:26 to go third quarter. 31-20. Blue Jays up. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Coming up later tonight, we'll have the girls' championship contest. The Mound City Panthers here at home hosting the LeBlond Lady Golden Eagles from LeBlond High School in St. Joseph. That'll be the girls' championship match scheduled for around an 8 o'clock tip-off. We're just about on schedule for that, I think. Hopefully tipping it off right at 8 o'clock or shortly before, maybe even. Of course, we'll have it live right here for you. It'll be Rockport's basketball. When play is resumed, the Blue Jays will play it in under their own basket with Kate Makings to inbound the pass. Comes out to Bannick Skillen on the left wing. He launches a three and got it. Bannick Skillen, his second three-pointer of the night. Skillen now in double figures, has 11 points for the Blue Jays. They've extended their lead to their biggest lead yet, 34-20. Rockport up by 14. South Holt, Kendall Nolan, turnaround shot, free throw line, up and good. Nice move for Kendall Nolan. He's got 4 points. They've all come here in the third quarter. 34-22. Lead is down to 12 now as Rockport works it down court. Makings back into the lineup with that finger taped up. Here's Bannick Skillen with a jump shot from the right wing that's up and off, no good. Rebound taken down by Tylen Prusman. Prusman into forecourt, finds Hayes Weller. Weller launches a three that's off the glass. Rebound pulled away by Brock Holmes. Long down court pass. He tried to lead Corbin Jacob down here. It was too long. The pass got away, went out of bounds. South Holt will get the ball back. Hayes Weller will toss it in under the Blue Jays basket. Inbound pass to Tylen Prusman. Back it comes to Weller. Weller sets the offense to the right side to Cole Metzger. Metzger bounce pass back to Weller. Now into the corner. Feeds it inside. Kendall Nolan in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Nice turnaround shot by Kendall Nolan. Back-to-back baskets. He has 6 points. All of them here in the third quarter. And it's back to a 10-point lead now for Rockport. Corbin Jacob has the ball for the Blue Jays, puts it to the corner left side. A long three from down in the corner was put up by Meyercourt, doesn't go. It gets away out of bounds on the baseline. Touch last by Rockport. It'll be the Knights basketball with Kate Kurtz to inbound it. 3:02 to play here in the third period. 34-24. The lead is 10 for Rockport. Kendall Nolan is in the paint, has the basketball. They collapse on it. Out to Cole Metzger under the basket. Bounce pass to Nolan again. Lays it up and good. Kendall Nolan's got the hot hand. He scored 8 straight points now for South Holt, and they are back within 8 at 34-26. They trailed by 13. Here's a steal the other direction. Fast break. Cole Metzger driving lane up and good. Metzger lays it in. And here come the South Holt Knights on a run. Back within 6. They trailed by 13. And there's going to be another turnover. Let's see what this call is going to be. Wait a minute. Now, this is going to go against the Knights, I believe. Foul is going to be called on Cole Metzger. That's his third personal. He's got 3. Hayes Weller has 3. 2:28 to play here in the third quarter. That is the fourth team foul on South Holt. One more, and Rockport's going to be shooting 2 here in this quarter. 34-28, 6-point lead that was 13 moments ago. Rockport with a basketball to the right side, bounce pass. Inside the paint, moving to the hoop, Cade Makings. Can't get a look. Long three, top of the key, up and off, no good. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Touching it last under there was Corbin Jacob for Rockport. It'll be South Holt's basketball. Knights with a chance to close it up here closer yet. They trailed by 13 moments ago. They are back within 6 now at 34-28. 2 minutes to play here in the quarter. Kendall Nolan driving layup. Got it. Kendall Nolan has 10 points in this quarter. He just made the layup and drew the foul. Nolan will be at the line for the and one and a chance to complete the three-point play here. Going to see who they charge the foul to for South Holt. They have not yet posted that. Foul is going to go on Corbin Jacob. That is his fourth personal. He will set out. And at the free throw line for the and one is Kendall Nolan. Nolan's free throw is up, and it is good. He got it, but wait a minute. What do we got here on the baseline? They've had a foul fighting for the rebound. That's what they're going to say. Nolan's free throw will count, and the foul is going to go on South Holt. It's going to be called on Cade Kurtz, his second. That's the sixth team foul, so we walk to the other end, and Rockport will be at the line shooting two shots, courtesy of the five common foul rule that's in effect this year. First free throw is up and good. Making that is Cade Makings. Makings will have a second free throw attempt coming here. Second shot is up. It's good also. Cade Makings with a pair of free throws. He's got seven. And the lead is back now to five here, 36-31. A minute 53 to play. Kendall Nolan has just been hotter than a pistol this quarter, 11 points. Here's a jump shot up and good by Hayes Weller. Weller's got 7 points. Back to a three-point contest. South Holt has made up 10 points of the deficit. They trailed by 13 earlier in this period. With the ball, Blue Jays trying to set things up here. Into the corner, dribbling on the baseline. The ball is tipped away and stolen. South Holt, Cole Metzger comes up with it. A minute 23 to go in the quarter. 36-33. Metzger lost the handle. Turned it over. Bannick Schillen comes up with the ball. Then we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Hayes Weller. I think Hayes Weller has just picked up his fourth personal. So Weller has four for South Holt. Corbin Jacob is on the bench with four for Rockport right now. And since we're past the five team fouls for the quarter, we're going to put Bannick Schillen at the line for Rockport to shoot two shots. In the first half, Rockport had made 6 of 10 from the line. Skillen's first free throw is up and short. So far, they are 2 of 3 here in the second half. Skillen will have a second attempt coming. His team up by 3 with a minute 16 to go. Second shot is up. It's off also. Missed them both. A three-point deficit. South Holt comes down on the attack. Kendall Nolan. Back it goes to Nolan. Free throw line. Jump shot up. Oh, in and out of there. That's the first one he's missed. He was 5 for 5 this quarter on field goals. Has 11 points this quarter. Here's a steal by Kendall Nolan. Behind the back dribble. Nolan almost has it taken away. Got the shot up. Whistle, foul, and Nolan's going to be at the line. Kendall Nolan could kind of take a football game over when he was a running back, and he's kind of trying to do that here with the basketball game now. Bannick Schillen is called for the personal, his first, team foul number 3, but it was a shooting foul, so Kendall Nolan will be at the line. Nolan, 11 points so far in this quarter and in the ball game. Here shooting 2. First one is up and good. Nolan's got 12, all of them this quarter. Ozzie Hurst back into the lineup, replacing Brock Holmes for Rockport. It's a two-point ball game, 36-34 now. Rockport clinging to a two-point lead with 54 seconds to play in the third quarter. Kendall Nolan's second shot is up. It is off, no good, and Skillen had the rebound, and then it got away from him, and it's touched last by Bannick Schillen, so the ball's going to belong to South Holt. Down by 2, 36-34, 50 seconds to play. South Holt will inbound it. Cole Metzger will toss it in on the baseline under his own basket into Cade Kurtz. Back to Metzger. Metzger dribbles to the baseline. Oh, put a bounce pass into Nolan. His shot is up and good. Kendall Nolan with 13 points in this quarter has tied the game at 36 all with 36 seconds to play in the period. Ozzie Hurst over to Bannick Schillen to the left elbow. Comes to Jack Meyerkorth with it. Back to Hurst on the right wing. Lob pass inside, stolen away. Metzger gets it out to Weller. Weller driving lay-in up and good. Hayes Weller on the lay-in. He's got 9 points, and it's 38-36. Unbelievably, South Holt is on top with 12 seconds to go in the quarter. After trailing by 13 points here early in this first first half. Bannick Skillen in the corner. Try to get inside the paint. Here's another steal. Time running out. I don't think he's going to get the layup up in time. The basket won't count. But after three quarters, the South Holt Knights lead the Rockport Blue Jays 38-36. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
38-36, our score after three periods. The South Holt Knights leading the Rockport Blue Jays. Rockport held a 13-point advantage early in the third quarter. A huge 14-point quarter for Kendall Nolan there in the third period. 14 points for Nolan. We're back to live action. Rockport will have the basketball, the first possession. At the top of the circle, the ball is tipped away and stolen by Metzger. Metzger down court, 2-on-2 fast break. Metzger decides to dribble it out, bring it back up top, set the offense. Kendall Nolan, turnaround shot, he's still got the hot hand. Nolan put that one down from the free throw circle and got it to drop, and now the official stops the play here for just a moment, not sure what he's wanting to discuss with the players. Whistle and a foul is going to be charged on South Holt, I believe. Well, they're not posting it. He pointed at one of the players. Perhaps it was just a warning with no foul called. I'm not sure there. Anyway, we're just underway here now, 40-36, with the lead at South Holt. Inside the paint, a little floater's put up by Cade Makings with that taped finger. He couldn't get it down, and the rebound comes down to South Holt once again. Setting up the offense, Cole Metzger into Kendall Nolan. Kendall just shooting it right and left. We may get another offensive foul on Kendall Nolan. Yes, we do. Kendall Nolan called for the offensive foul on Kendall. That is just his second personal, first foul of the quarter on the Knights. 40-36, South Holt leading Rockport. Here come the Blue Jays trying to get things going offensively. Ozzie Hurst all the way in, driving layup. Nope, tried to pass it off, and the ball is stolen away. Cade Kurtz comes up with the steal. Kurtz gives it off to Metzger, and Metzger will come down and set the offense for the South Holt Knights. 6:44 to go in the ball game. 40-36. South Holt up by four. Kendall Nolan has it tipped away. It goes right into the hands on the left side here to Prusman. Hands it back to Nolan. Nolan fall-away shot up. Couldn't get it. Ball tipped out. Weller down there battling for it. Touch last by Hayes Weller. And it'll be Rockport's basketball. And now the Blue Jays with a chance to try and cut into this four-point lead for South Holt. This kind of ball game I expected. Two very fine basketball teams doing battle here. Blue Jays with the ball. They get it across into fourth court. Whistle over and back is going to be called. Turnover gives it back. A costly mistake gives the ball back to the South Holt Knights. 6:21 to go in this one in regulation. 40-36. Rockport trailing South Holt now. Kendall Nolan has the ball tipped away, grabbed by Metzger, feeds it to the corner to Kurtz. Kurtz puts it inside to Nolan, off the glass, up and good. I'll tell you, Kendall Nolan is having, he didn't score at all in the first half. And Kendall Nolan has 18 points here in the second half, 14 of them in the third quarter. Here's Ozzie Hurst with a jump shot from the right side. And Ozzie Hurst has his first 2 points of the ball game. The senior point guard hit that jumper from 12 feet on the right side of the lane here. Puts it back to a four-point ball game, 42-38. Nice move by Ozzie Hurst for Rockport to get the ball in the hole. into Nolan. They're collapsing on Nolan, not wanting to give him an open look. Now Weller from the corner right side. No, can't get it. Good job on the rebound by Cade Makings, who up and get that loose basketball for the Blue Jays. Makings down court with it across the timeline. Free throw line in the paint. Driving layup. Makings, no, but a whistle. Traveling is going to be called on Cade Makings. Makings was kind of weaving and bobbing in and out of defenders as he went down the avenue, and they get him for traveling. Mound City girls and the LeBlanc girls coming up after this in the championship of this 65th annual Mound City tournament. We'll have that one right after this contest, scheduled to tip off around 8 o'clock. We may go a little bit early on that one, which would be fine with me. South Holt feeds it underneath. The ball stolen away nicely by Bannick Skillen. Skillen with a nice defensive move, and now Bannick pushes the ball down the court himself. Skillen feeds the ball to the left elbow, and it's going to get away out of bounds. Losing it out of bounds was Jack Meyercourt. Meyercourt just couldn't hang on to it, and it got away from him. We've got a final here. The Sacred Heart girls with a win tonight over Sterling. The final, Sacred Heart 36 and Sterling 20. 36-20. There's a shot that's up and off. No good. That shot put up by Prusman. And the rebound comes down to Rockport. Blue Jays with the ball. Jack Meyercourt has the ball tipped away from him and stolen. Now we're going to have a whistle and a blocking foul. Oh, quite a collision on the far side as Cade Kurtz started up the floor. Stepping in front of him there was Jack Meyercourt, and Meyercourt is called for the personal foul. On Meyercourt, that is his first, team foul number one of the quarter on the Blue Jays. South Holt up by four, 42-38 with 4:41 to go. We'll have the basketball. They inbound the pass to Hayes Weller. Weller goes back across court, gets it back down inside to Tylan Prusman. Ball stolen away, loose on the floor. Now everybody after it. Kendall Nolan comes out. Nolan tried to feed it to Prusman on the baseline, knocked away nicely by Corbin Jacob. Jacob was there defensively to bat that ball away and just knock it harmlessly out of bounds. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by South Holt with 4:24 to go in the ball game. 42-38. South Holt up by four. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Rockport Blue Jays enjoyed as much as a 13-point advantage early in the third quarter. Then Kendall Nolan got hot and scored 12 third-quarter points and put South Holt back up by two at the end of three periods, 38-36. Now with 4:24 left to go in the ballgame, it's a four-point contest. South Holt clinging to a four-point lead, 42-38. Rockport very much in this one, only 4 points down. You kind of get the feeling this puppy's going to come right down to the wire. Either one of these teams can get the hot hand and put this game away. You can see South Holt still trying to get the ball to Kendall Nolan. He's had 4 more points here in this quarter. Here's a fall-away jump shot on the inbound pass put up by Prusman that doesn't go. Ozzie Hurst has the rebound, and here come the Blue Jays. Ozzie Hurst is going to be called for a double dribble. He hesitated just for a moment at midcourt, put the wrong hand down there, touched it. Just like bull riding, one hand, you can't touch the bull, and he had both hands on the basketball. Inbound the ball comes into Cole Metzger. Metzger will hand it up to Hayes Weller. Kind of looks like South Holt's deliberately slowing things down a little bit now. Weller again finds Metzger. Metzger for three from the corner. It's off the back iron. The ball is tipped around. And coming down with a rebound for Rockport is Corbin Jacob. Jacob gets the outlet pass to Meyercourt into forecourt Bannick Skillen. Baseline right side, Ozzie Hurst. Jump shot up. Oh, in and out of there. Hurst had a point-blank shot on the baseline right side. Couldn't get it down, and the rebound is going to come down to Kendall Nolan. Ozzie Hurst wishes he had that one back. Just about had Rockport back within two there. Now Cole Metzger holds the basketball to Kendall Nolan at the free throw line. Nolan up top. Metzger for a long three. Got it! Cole Metzger with his third three-pointer of the night. Dropped that one in from way uptown outside the arc, and it's 45-38. The lead is 7 now for South Holt. Bannock Skillen just stepped on the sideline in the corner. That'll be a turnover for the Blue Jays and give the ball back to South Holt. Timeout taken on the floor. Rockford, 3 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the ballgame. 45-38. South Holt up by 7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3.
The score clock here at Mound City shows 3 minutes, 14 seconds to play in this basketball game. It's 45-38, South Holt up by 7. Knights have the basketball. Kendall Nolan, right wing. Nolan with, I believe, 18 points now in the ball game. We'll add him up here in a minute. On the dribble. Around the horn right side, they give it to Nolan. Nolan in the paint. He's going to go up with a fall-away jump shot that rolls off the rim and won't drop for him. And the rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. Bannock Skillen gets it up to Jack Meyercord. Right side, Cade Makings. Driving layup. Makings got it. Nice move. Cade Makings to the bucket. He's now got 9 points in the game for Rockport. 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. It's a 5-point lead for South Holt, 45-40. Blue Jays with a pressuring man-to-man defense now. Cade Makings has Nolan trapped in the corner. Nolan tried to lay up, couldn't get it. Ball is loose on the floor. Rockport comes up with a loose basketball. Outlet pass comes down to Jack Meyercord. Meyercord pushes it down the floor. It's a 5-point deficit for the Blue Jays. They have the basketball with 2:13 to go. Here's Bannock Skillen into the corner. Long three, left side, up and good. Nailing the three is Brock Holmes, the freshman with his first points of the night. He hits the three. It's a 2-point contest. Timeout taken South Holt with 2:06 to play in the ballgame. 45-43. South Holt up by 2. Don't go away. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
2 minutes and 6 seconds remaining to be played in regulation. We're down now to a 2-point contest. Rockport fighting and scratching and clawing their way back into this one, down by 2. They were trailed by 7 moments ago. And now it's 45-43. South Holt on top. This game for third place consolation honors here in the Mound City Invitational Tournament, the 65th annual Mound City Tournament for 2023. South Holt will have the basketball with the 2-point lead. On the dribble is Cole Metzger. Metzger gives it to the right side. Feeds it over to the baseline right side to Kendall Nolan. Nolan takes it into the paint to the left elbow with it. South Holt slowing things down a little. Cole Metzger running a weave at the top of the key. Metzger driving layup, couldn't get it. He falls to the floor, whistle and a foul. We're going to have Metzger at the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots. Cole Metzger couldn't pass that up. The lane was open. He took it to the hole and drew the foul. So Metzger's going to be at the line. The foul is on Jack Meyercord, his 2nd personal. Only team foul number 2 on Rockport. Huge free throws here for Cole Metzger. Metzger has been at the line. He's 0-for-2 from the line so far tonight. He does have 11 points in the ballgame. First free throw is up and good. He's now got 12. That makes it a 3-point lead. This next one's crucial. It could make it a 2-possession lead with a minute 45 to play. Cole Metzger, the 5'8 junior, the quarterback on the football team. Point guard here. 2nd shot is up and good also. Got them both. Kind of the quarterback of this one, too, as he plays point guard for him. We see that a lot where the quarterback is the point guard. Here comes Bannock Skillen down court on the attack for the Blue Jays. Rockport down by four now, 47-43. Makings with a turnaround shot off the glass that he couldn't get, and there with the rebound is Kendall Nolan. Nolan's had himself quite a half of basketball here in the second half. Pressure being applied now by Rockport. Coming out, Jack Meyercourt chases after the basketball to the left elbow. Handling it on the near side is Cade Kurtz. Ball knocked away by Bannick Skillen. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Bannick Skillen. On Skillen, his second personal. That is team foul number three of the quarter on the Blue Jays. We're down to a minute 13 to go here. South Holt wants to take another timeout, leading 47-43. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
A minute and 13 seconds to play in the basketball game. It's still anybody's contest here. Our score, South Holt 47, Rockport 43. At halftime, Rockport was up by 8, 24-16. They extended the lead to as much as 13 early in the third. Then Kendall Nolan got hot, came up with the 12 points or 14 points in the third quarter alone. And now it's 47-43, South Holt with the advantage. The inbound pass comes into Kendall Nolan. They will foul him. Foul is going to be on Bannick Skillen. That's his third personal. That is team foul number four. One more and we'll be shooting. A minute 11 to go in the ball game. Inbounding the pass is Cade Kurtz. Kurtz gets it into Cole Metzger. Metzger will be fouled immediately. We'll see who this one goes on. Jack Meyercourt, his third personal. And that will send Cole Metzger back to the line. Cole has made two out of four from the free throw line tonight. He has 13 points in the ballgame. Here shooting two shots with 1:09 to go. Shot is up and good. With that basket, he puts South Holt up now by 5, 48-43. The Knights up with 1:09 to go. Cole Metzger's second free throw is up. This one is off and does not go. And there to pull down the rebound is Brock Holmes for Rockport. Off to Bannick Skillen it goes. Jack Meyercourt across the timeline. Cade Makings in the paint. Driving, lay it up and good. Very quickly. Cade Makings scored very quickly. And now a timeout taken by Rockport. We're back to a three-point ball game with 57 seconds to go. Again, we'll step aside for half a minute. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3.
57 seconds to go. 48-45. South Holt up by three. Knights have the basketball. The inbound pass to Cade Kurtz. Kurtz comes up court. Players on the floor. No whistle. Gets rid of the ball. They have to hurry to get it across the timeline, and they do. The ball comes into Tylan Prusman. Across court pass right side. Cade Kurtz. They're playing keep away now. Kurtz wanted to go in for a driving layup, but he's going to be fouled. I think Kurtz is going to be at the line here. Folks from Rockport wanted to travel. Kind of understand that. Foul is going to be on, I think, Brock Holmes, perhaps. No, check that. It's going to be on Reed Miller. Miller called for the personal. At the free throw line will be Cade Kurtz. Kurtz has hit one out of two from the line tonight, has a single point. This one is short, just off the front of the rim. He'll get another shot. Corbin Jacob into the lineup now. He'll replace Reed Miller for Rockport. Down to 39 seconds to go. His team up by three. Kurtz at the line. Shot is up and good. It's a four-point lead now for South Holt. 49-45, 38 seconds on the clock. Down quickly. Rockport into forecourt. dribbling into the paint, top of the key. Bannick Skillen for three. Got it! Bannick Skillen with a huge three as he nailed that one and put it down from the top of the circle. It's a one-point ball game with 27 seconds to go. Rockport takes a timeout. We'll take a timeout. Back with you in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, let me set the stage for you. The clock shows 28.7 seconds to play in the basketball game. The score, South Holt 49, Rockport 48. When play is resumed, South Holt will have the basketball underneath the Rockport basket. They'll be playing it in against full court pressure. Five team fouls for Rockport. If they foul, South Holt will be shooting. Only one team foul for South Holt in this quarter. To inbound the pass will be Kendall Noland. He stands under the Rockport basket waiting to inbound it. Going to have to hurry. Gets it in. They come right back to Noland with it. Dribbling in backcourt. They're going to have to hurry to get it across the timeline. And we're going to have a foul called on Rockport in backcourt. And that's going to send Tylen Prusman to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Brock Holmes, his first. Team foul number six, so we're past the five. At the free throw line, Tylen Prusman. He has not been to the line tonight. He does have 2 points on one field goal. The clock is down to 23 seconds to go. These free throws, needless to say, are huge here for the senior, Tylen Prusman. The first shot is on the way. Got it. Makes it a two-point lead once again for South Holt. Back into the lineup now comes Corbin Jacob, replacing Reed Miller. Tylen Prusman looking for his second free throw here. Takes aim. The shot is on the way. Got it. Made them both. Huge free throws for Tylen Prusman. It's a three-point ball game once again with 23 seconds to play. And now South Holt's going to take the timeout, as we will also back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
This third place basketball game in the boys division has proved to be our most exciting by far of the 12 games we've brought you this week here from Mound City. With 23 seconds to play, South Holt is clinging to a three-point lead, 51-48, courtesy of a pair of free throws moments ago by Tylen Prusman. So now Rockport will play the ball in against full court pressure, down by three. This three-point basket means anything is possible here. 23 seconds to go in regulation. Inbounding the pass will be Cade Makings, stands underneath the South Holt basket. Full court pressure being applied by the Knights. They get the ball inbounds. Down court with it in a hurry comes Bannick Skillen. Oh, he almost lost it. Coming up from the right side, a long three is up and off. No good. Rebound on the far side by Cade Kurtz. Launching the three from the right side was Jack Meyercourt. It did not fall. Kurtz got the rebound. The clock goes down to 14 seconds. We're going to walk back to the South Holt end. Not a bad shot by Jack Meyercourt. Had he been able to get that one to drop, we would have been tied. It did not fall. So now we walk to the other end and put Cade Kurtz at the line. Kurtz has made two out of four from the free throw line tonight. He made one of two just moments ago here. Here's shooting two. The first one is up and off. No good. It remains a three-point ball game. Back into the contest comes Corbin Jacob. Jacob will replace Brock Holmes. All right, Cade Kurtz. Another attempt here. His team is up by three. He can make it a two-possession game with 14 seconds to play. Shot is on the way. Good. He got it. Cade Kurtz has just given South Holt a four-point lead, and now Rockport's got their work cut out for them. Blue Jays down by four. 12 seconds. The ball is lost out of bounds off of Vanek Skillen. It'll be a turnover. The Knights will get it back. Clock is down to 12 seconds to go. Blue Jays need to apply pressure here now to try and get a steal. They're down by four. Kurtz inbounds the pass to Weller. Waiting alone under the basket with it. Oh, going to the floor. And falling to the floor is Tylan Prusman. One of the players they collided down there. Prusman, I believe, maybe a shot below the belt there as he's taken to the floor. The clock is down to 7.8 seconds to go. Our score, 52-48. 52-48, South Holt on top. At the free throw line will be Tylan Prusman. He made two in a row a moment ago when it was critical to put his team up by four. Here he'll be shooting two more. Prusman with 4 points. Tylan Prusman, free throw, is on the way. Up and good. Got it. Three huge free throws here in the last minute of play for Tylan Prusman has just put South Holt up by five at 53-48 with 7.8 seconds to play in the ballgame. Tylan Prusman, second free throw attempt is up, and it's good also. Boy, he made four big ones in a row here for the South Holt Knights. 7.8 seconds. Trying for the seal over there to try and knock the ball out of bounds for South Holt was Kate Kurtz. Kurtz touched it last. It'll stay with Rockford, but they're down to 6.7 seconds. Vanek Skillen gets the inbound pass. He'll shoot a three from the corner that's off no good. They'll come out to try and shoot a three from this side that's too late, and there's your ball game. Your final score tonight, the South Holt Knights 54 and the Rockford Blue Jays 48. The South Holt Knights take third place here in the Mound City Tournament. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our postgame show. The postgame show tonight being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Factory Repair realizes the month of December is not only for celebrating Christmas, but it also includes the official first day of winter, Human Rights Week, and Thank a Soldier Week. The staff here at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages you to exercise your human rights, take time to thank a soldier, stay warm this winter, and have a very Merry Christmas. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Mound City High School. It's time now for our post-game scoring wrap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, your final score tonight, the South Hole Knights 54 and the Rockport Blue Jays 48 here in the boys' third-place consolation game. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for Rockport, they had two players in double figures. Bannock Skillen was leading scorer. He had 14 in the ballgame. Cade Makings finished with 11. Jack Meyercourt had 9 points in the contest. Then 4 points scored by Corbin Jacob. With three tonight was Brock Holmes. Malachi Skillen also had 3, and 2 points each for Reed Miller and Ozzie Hurst for their total of 48. From the charity stripe, the Blue Jays hit 8 out of 14, made just 2 out of 4 in the second half, 8 of 14 for the game. Scoring for the South Holt Knights, a big night tonight for Kendall Noland. After being held scoreless in the first half, Kendall got the hot hand. He led the comeback from the 13-point deficit in the third quarter. He scored 14 points in the third period, chipped in 2 more baskets in the fourth. He finished with a game-high 18 points in the ballgame for South Holt. Also in double figures tonight was Cole Metzger. Metzger with 14 points in the ballgame. Adding 9 for the Knights' cause was Hayes Weller. 6 points tonight for Tylin Prusman, 3 points for Cade Kurtz, and then 2 points each for Garrett Geyer and Griffin Kemmerling. That adds up to 54 for the South Holt Knights. The Knights made 11 out of 17 free throws in the second half. They finished with 13 out of 23 for the game from the charity stripe. The score by quarter, South Holt led 13 to 11 after one period. At the half, the Rockport Blue Jays had an 8-point advantage, 24-16. It was 38-36 after three quarters. South Holt was up by 2, and then the Knights went on to get the win, 54-48. That's your final score, the South Holt Knights with the win over Rockport. This postgame scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. All right, we're just 5 or 6 minutes away from being ready to go with this girls' championship game. We've got the Mound City Panthers and the LeBlond Lady Eagles ready to do battle for the first-place championship of the tournament. So we'll take a 2-minute break here, and then we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for our next one after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri. Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified